produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
There are people all around the world going through one difficulty after another. There are people at the end of the rope, tired and just about to give up. There are people fed up and dried up. It seems like life has dealt them a dirty deal. But we want to tell you, don't ever give up. We want to tell you, if you hold out, deliverance will come. Don't even worry about what it looks like. Don't get wrapped up in what it feels like. If you let him, he can fix it for you. Can I get a witness, Gospel Temple? So wherever you are, wherever this record is heard, we want you to give this message. It's all in his hands. It's all in his hands. He can fix it. He'll fix it for you. It's all in his hands. It's all in his hands. He can fix it. He'll fix it for you. It's all in his hands. It's all in his hands. He can fix it. All in his hands. fix it. He'll fix it. Fix it. Come on, tell somebody.
He'll fix it.
Fix it. That broken home. He'll fix it. That broken heart. Fall. You from the book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, and a few of the following verses. And Jacob was left alone, and there he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hath prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. I'm going to stop right there. Let the church say, "And he blessed him there."
And he blessed him there.
Now shake someone's hand, my subject, and tell them, God is not through blessing you. If you believe it, give the Lord a hand. God is not through. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who told you he's through. Could have been a prophet, prophetess, preacher, evangelist, bishop, elder, smooth talking somebody, told you God is through with you. I'm here to tell you different. He's not through blessing you. Matter of fact, he is the God of the much more. And he's not going to stop blessing you because somebody wants him to stop. But I found out the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And if you live right, it's true, heaven belongs to you, but God got blessings for you right here on earth. If you just live right, walk upright before him, keep Jesus as the center of attraction in your life. You may have some ups and downs, but the more you live for him and the closer you walk with him, you'll find yourself having more ups than downs. And even in the downtime, you hear him saying, "My grace is sufficient for you." Yeah, in this text today is the story of a brother named Isaac, who was married to Rebecca, who had some sons who were twins called Esau and Jacob. Yeah, I want you to know all of us are wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the providence of God. Things don't just happen. I hear some people talking about, "Oh, you're lucky." But saints don't deal in luck. We are blessed. Even in the hard times and the rough times and times you don't understand, we found out that going through is better than stuck. So I am blessed because there are other folks that are stuck. The other folks can't get up. They can't move. They can't get out. But even in the low times and the down times, he keeps on saying, "Lo, I'm with you always." That's L-O or L-O-W. Whichever low you arrive at, he'll be there. Well, first of all, Abraham and Sarah had a son named Isaac. Abraham and Sarah were an old couple, just about 100, just about 90, and the Lord gives them a miracle child. He blessed them there. He did the impossible thing, and he's still doing impossible things. Matter of fact, I want to ask you a question. Have you any rivers that seem uncrossable? And have you any mountains that you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. And he can do what no other power can do. So he gives Abraham and Sarah this miracle child called Isaac. And anytime you're a friend of God, you're going to have enemies of the devil. They hated Abraham so much, they decided to block up his wells and stop up his fields. But the Lord blessed him with a miracle child, put a shovel in his hand, and everywhere Isaac went, he would ask the question, "Can you dig it?" And everywhere his shovel hit, if water didn't spring up, oil did. Touch somebody and tell them the Lord will bless you there. Right there where you're at, he'll bless you if you meet him there. Meet him in prayer. Meet him in consecration. Meet him in dedication. Meet him with consistent holiness. He'll meet you there. So this miracle child Isaac grows up and runs into Becky. It was Rebecca, y'all. And a miracle happened for Isaac and Rebecca. Because now Rebecca, 60 years old, pregnant with twins. There's a lot of women here today. Quite a few over 60. Quite a few in their 40s. Got them in their 30s, but I don't think it's too many of y'all want to volunteer for twins at any age. But here's a 60-year-old woman pregnant with twins because the Lord blessed them there. Abraham has Isaac. Isaac has these twin sons, Jacob and Esau. Esau and Jacob. Esau is a flaming redhead with spots and freckles all over his body. He's a little hairy redneck. He looks bad. He's not that pleasant to look at. You got to study Esau. But now, Jacob is a smooth operator. He's good looking. He's suave and debonair. Oh, yeah, every hair's in place. Seemingly, he has a pedicure and a manicure, and he's always curing something. While his brother Esau is out in the field hunting and fishing, big game hunting, he's a woodsman and he loves the outdoors. His slick brother Jacob is home grooving. He's home chilling out. He's home in the mirror. He's home getting a bath. He's home pampering himself. But now something happened with these two brothers. Even in Rebekah's womb, Jacob's career as a thief began. As a cheater began. As a heel catcher began. As a deceiver. It didn't begin outside the womb, it began in the womb. As a defrauder, all this started going on in Rebekah's womb. And by the time these two brothers grew up, things had happened, and so many times Jacob tricked his brother.
You've been waiting on a blessing. It seems it just won't come. Doors are shut, things are rough. It seems that you are done. The devil is a liar and a deceiver too. God is not true. God is not true. My God is not true. Blessing you. You've been waiting on deliverance. It seems it just won't come. Body sick, pain everywhere. It seems nobody cares. The devil is a liar and a deceiver too. God is not true. God is not true. My God is not true. Blessing you, God is not true. Shake a few hands and tell them, blessing you. Be encouraged. God is not true. Blessing you. Whatever He promised. He is able to do. God is not through. God is not through. My God is not through. Blessing you. So never give up what he promised to you. God, Jehovah Jireh, God is not true. God is not true. My God is not true. Blessing you and you and especially you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.